Put dog in your washing machine, finest dog you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. Yes, Chucky?
Did Mr. Miller say he wanted to give me a boxing lesson today?
That's right, son. And do you know something, Chucky? Mr. Miller told me that you were coming along first rate.
Did he? Honest?
Honest. I felt mighty proud. I knew you could do it, son. Why, you can do anything you want to do. Anything.
Did Mr. Miller tell you I fell down and hurt my knee the last time?
No, he didn't.
But I hurt my knee real bad. And it still hurts today.
I don't think it hurts too much, really. This is the first time you've mentioned it to me since we started out.
You don't like me to tell you when something hurts.
Did I ever tell you I didn't want to know when something hurts you?
No, but if I fall or something, well, I don't think you want me to tell you.
Oh, I believe you're pulling my leg, young man. Several weeks have passed since you had a boxing lesson. And I'm sure if you'd had any trouble with your knee, your mother would have told me about it.
It just started to hurt again and...
Well, when you get those boxing gloves on, you'll forget all about your knee.
Why am I taking a lesson today? Today is Friday.
I have a surprise for you. Tomorrow, the agency is having a picnic. And you and I are going to that picnic. So, I arranged with Mr. Miller to have your boxing lesson today rather than tomorrow.
Mother said I was going to stay with you tonight.
Chucky, you and I are going to have a long talk this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'll say for the present. Oh, I would like to know, however, if you're happy living with your grandfather and Aunt Trudy.
I don't like living there. Mother said we're going to move.
She did?
Yes, sir. She said we were going to find a new place to live, and you weren't going to live with us.
I see.
You told me that you'd take care of me, Daddy.
And I will, son.
Mother said that you'd give us money and she'd take care of me.
We'll not discuss that until later. Well, here we are, son.
There's Mr. Miller.
There are quite a number of spectators, aren't there?
Yes, sir. My leg hurts. Not so much, but I guess it'll be all right.
I'm sure it will, Chucky. Just as soon as you get in that ring, you'll forget you ever bumped your knee.
Yes, sir. Well, goodbye.
Now, Mr. Miller said he'd have the station wagon bring you home directly your lesson is over. I'll see you later. Oh, Chucky.
Yes, Daddy?
Would you like me to stay and watch you a bit?
Oh, no. I'm not good enough yet.
You're more determined than ever, aren't you, Ted, to take your son from his mother? You'll have a great deal to report to Mr. Rollins, won't you? A great deal. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Hurry, hurry, hurry! Don't miss out on Does's big bargain offer. It's steak knives. Not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles. Four of these knives are worth $2, but if you act now, Does offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-size Does box top. Yes, four steak knives for 50 cents and a giant-sized box top.
Or for only three knives and 50 cents and one regular large-sized Does box top.
Either way, you want Does for white, white washes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hand.
So get Does today and don't miss out on your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor sharp, these attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meats easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives with lovely simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For four knives, send one giant-sized box top and 50 cents.
For three knives, send one regular large-sized Does box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
But hurry! Offer expires September 30th, 1950. Good only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
Sit down, Ted.
Thank you.
Look rather pleased with yourself. What's up?
No, nothing really. And yet everything.
You have Chucky with you?
No, I dropped him off for his boxing lesson. I'll see him at home later. Oh, Rollins, I can't tell you what seeing that boy again did to me. I can't give him up. I won't give him up.
Did Nada have anything to say when you called for Chucky?
Nothing whatsoever. From what the boy told me, Nada is evidently quite sure of her ground. She told Chucky that they were moving into a new home and that I wouldn't be living with them.
What did Chucky seem to think of the idea?
I don't believe he liked it at all. I intend to have a long talk with him this afternoon.
Well, no matter what you might say to the boy, Ted, you'll have to remember that regardless of Chucky's wishes or yours, the court will decide where he'll go.
At this point, I'm more than optimistic. I told you a few days ago that with Bertha's testimony and our housekeeper...
Oh, wait a minute. I have some bad news for you. Bertha phoned me about an hour ago.
And?
She can't go through with it.
What do you mean?
Just that. As she put it, if it were anyone other than Bill's sister, she wouldn't hesitate a minute. She'd do anything in the world for you. She knows that if she's called as a witness for you, that... Well, that would be the end as far as Bill and she are concerned.
I see. Would you ask your girl to get Mr. Wilson at my office, please?
Yes, of course. Miss Parsons, would you please get Mr. Wilson in Mr. White's office? Thank you.
I was certain I could count on Bertha.
Look, Ted, as you told me over the phone not too long ago, what I didn't know wouldn't hurt my legal ethics. But what did you say to Bertha to make her go so far as to make an appointment to see me? To tell me as much as she did?
That's beside the point.
I suppose now it is. She was a pretty frightened girl. That much was very evident. Well, that must be your call, Ted. Do you want to take it?
Oh, yes, thank you. This is Mr. White. Yes, put him on, please. Wilson, this is White. That contract I spoke to you about last evening, I've changed my mind. Oh, no, no, there's certain facts that came to my attention this morning that make it inadvisable. Now, much as I dislike doing it, I feel that we should terminate his services immediately. Oh, yes, I'll take care of it myself. What's that? Oh, no, no, it isn't anything personal, but we can't afford to have a client complain about a man's drinking, can we? No, I hadn't been too aware of it, no. Yeah, I feel we have to draw the line somewhere. Thank you. Oh, I'll not be in the office this afternoon. I'll see you at the picnic tomorrow. Yes. Goodbye.
Who are you getting rid of, Ted?
Bill Bauer.
What? Well, now, wait a minute.
I've done all I could for him, much more than I should have. Drinking can be a very insidious thing.
You mean that Bill...
Exactly.
Of course, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation.
Now, let's drop the subject.
What did you do? Put the screws on Bertha?
I beg your pardon.
I should have known that Bertha came to my office for only one reason. She was more or less forced to come, wasn't she, Ted?
Supposing, Rollins, we take care of the business at hand, shall we? Mary will be in to see you on Monday morning, and I've had a short talk with our gardener. He seems to have some interesting observations regarding Mater's relationship with Chucky. I'll let you be the judge as to whether this information is pertinent or not.
Yes? Who? Well, does he want to talk to... Oh, I see, he doesn't. Very well, put him on. This is Rollins speaking. What? Well, don't you want to talk to Ted yourself? Yes. Very well. How serious is it? I see. Yes. I don't know how to break this to you, Ted.
What is it?
I wish Bill would have told you himself.
Told me what?
There's been an accident.
Mater?
No. Chucky.
Chucky?
Bill said it was a bad accident. The boy is on his way to the Selby Flats Hospital.
Would you like...
White white washes without red hands?
That's what does gives you.
White white washes without red hands.
How about it? Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover they were hard on your hands? Then next wash day, change to does and answer this question. Have you ever seen your clothes so fresh and clean? Your white pieces so gleaming white? Your colors so sparkling? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove's because we put more into it. Only Dove's, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, and at the same time gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So get does today for...
White white washes without red hands.
Everything known to medical science is being done to save the life of Chucky White in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
Put does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.